Jerry Bader Show, 9:49. So here we sit. Countdown to shutdown. That's what Fox News has going on. And in fact, the government is headed toward shutdown. Senate doesn't reconvene until this afternoon, hours before the deadline. The nation braced for a partial shutdown of the federal government, writes the Wall Street Journal, as time for Congress to pass a budget before a Monday midnight deadline grew perilously short, and lawmakers gave no signs Sunday they were moving toward a resolution. Leaders of both parties said they wanted to avoid the first federal closure since 1996, but their public appearances seem aimed more at affixing blame for the impasse. House Speaker John Boehner urged Senate leaders to pass legislation the House, Republican-controlled, had approved early Sunday, which would fund the government through mid-December. But that prospect was remote as the House legislation included a year delay of the new federal health law that Democrats have vowed to reject, as well as a repeal of the new lost tax on medical devices, which everyone, even Democrats, seem to admit is horrible. That was me talking. Democrats say Mr. Boehner himself could end the stalemate quickly by asking the House to pass the Senate plan for extending federal funding, which includes no provisions aimed at the health law. Such a move would anger conservatives in Mr. Boehner's ranks and likely materialize only at the last minute after keeping up the fight against the health law to the end. But it would bring relief to the many Republicans who fear that the public would hand their party the largest share of blame for a shutdown. Here's what seems to have been completely lost is the whole goal when this started, this strategy, was that a handful of blue dog Democrats who know that Obamacare is going to be unpopular for them at re-election time would fold on this. That has not happened. Harry Reid has been able to keep his house in order. And they're not going to pick off any Democrats. That's why this stopped being about Democrat versus Republican, and it became Republican versus Republican. When Cruz, Lee, and the other pushing this strategy realized, well, we're not going to pick off any Democrats, and they were going to have to go to other type of parliamentary procedures, that's when they started putting pressure on Republicans. So now you have the 11th hour here, where what's happening is who's going to be blamed. On the other hand, here's what's gotten lost in all of this. The situation back home hasn't changed for those blue dog Democrats. There are still Democrats who may pay the price for not voting to defund or at least delay Obamacare. So now the delay was seen as a compromise. One I don't particularly like, and I'm kind of surprised Democrats wouldn't go along with it because I think it actually benefits them. But no, they do not want to concede a single inch on Obamacare. And I want you to think about this because I know you might not believe it. I know if you're a conservative listening right now, you might not believe what I'm about to say. And I'm going to try to convince you of it. Democrats really think Obamacare is a good thing. They really do. They don't think they're ramming crap down your throat. They think they're ramming candy down your throat. Jason, do you agree with that? A lot of people don't. A lot of people think Democrats actually want to destroy the country and they think Obamacare is bad. No. They want the government to take care of you in all things, and they think Obamacare will accomplish that. If not, and those of you who said this, you're right about that, then they will push for a universal single-payer government system. That's all that's true. But when Democrats are saying, well, you want to delay it, you don't want to pass it because you don't want people to see how well it works, they really believe that. I know a lot of you think they don't believe that. No, they know it's junk. No, they don't. I know this seems hard for you to believe, but they actually don't. I want to read some of this to you, and I'll get back to that thought in a little bit, that they actually think this is a good thing. From today's Wall Street Journal, an Obama-Cruz shutdown. The president is refusing to compromise on anything. Washington is careening toward a partial government shutdown on Tuesday amid its usual synthetic outrage. As the partisan cries grow in volume, it's worth a few minutes to sort the truth from the nonsense. The first thing to keep in mind is this does not mean anarchy. In Harry Reid's typically subtle formulation, he referred to Tea Party anarchists, or even a complete government shutdown. Functions deemed essential will continue, and it's debatable how many of those really are crucial to daily American life. The military will be paid. Social Security checks will still go out. Many Americans will be inconvenienced, but tens of millions may come to realize how easily they can do without most of the vast federal leviathan. A second reality is that both parties are responsible for getting to this point. Americans chose a divided government in 2010 and again in 2012, electing House Republicans as a check on Democrats whose undiluted liberalism alarmed millions of voters when they ran the entire government in 2009 and 2010. The inability to compromise now is rooted in the wide disagreement about the role of government that now separates the two parties. We've criticized, this is the Wall Street Journal talking, we have criticized GOP Senator Ted Cruz for his strategy to make defunding Obamacare a requirement of funding the rest of the government. He and his allies know Mr. Obama can never agree to that, and even millions of Americans who oppose Obamacare don't agree with his shutdown ultimatum. It risks political damage for the House and Senate GOP in 2014, even as Mr. Cruz builds his email list for 2016. That's their subtle way of saying this is all about fundraising for Ted Cruz. I don't agree with that. I'm not saying there isn't an element of that. I believe Ted Cruz is sincere. I've said that all along. You don't have to call someone a phony to say that they're wrong on a strategy. And I think he's wrong. Now, I think it was a charade, but I think it's a charade. And I did tell a listener that it's a charade, but it's a charade Ted Cruz believed in. I know that that's hard to figure. But that's the way I see it. I don't remember who, but a member of the House said something interesting over the weekend. Americans don't want a shutdown, and they don't want Obamacare. This is what Republicans are banking on. What is it Americans fear most? A shutdown or Obamacare? I'll admit, I never really looked at it just that way. What if Americans had to choose one? I mean, I know this has been the whole Republican argument. We won't get politically hurt from a shutdown because Americans really don't want Obamacare. But now it has come to that moment. Americans do not want to see Congress fix their problems with brinkmanship. They don't. On the other hand, are Republicans right, and Obamacare is that feared that there will not be the political damage from this? And in fact, yeah, do whatever you have to do. Don't let it happen. My opinion has been, however cynical this sounds, my opinion has been Americans are not educated enough as a whole for that strategy to work for Republicans, and they're too easily swayed by the way the media distorts things that the liberals hand them. That's been my belief. Now, I don't know how this is going to play out. I don't know who's going to take most of the blame. I think there's going to be a shutdown. I don't know who is going to get most of the blame. And the Wall Street Journal goes on that while they've been critical of Ted Cruz, it takes two to tango, and Mr. Obama is as much to blame for the partisan pileup as Mr. Cruz. This is a president who is eager to negotiate with dubiously elected Iranian mullahs, but can't abide compromise with duly elected leaders of Congress. On the other hand, the Tea Party caucus is just giddy about the prospect of a shutdown, and I don't think that's smart. But both were elected, both Congress and the president. But is Obamacare bad enough? If Obamacare is bad enough, that's a great question. I'll get to it after the news from a listener. How does this play out? We'll get to that at 10:06, 9:58.
for all things Jerry Bader. JerryBaderShow.com.